What about swab sampling? Surface dust sampling with a sterile swab may be useful in determining the species composition in settled dust, and the analysis may help explain the history of the mold species present over an extended period of time. Swab sampling can be a useful technique when used in conjunction with air sampling, as it may help to determine the physical extent of contamination within a building. Swab sampling by itself has limitations. When interpreting the results, one must ask, how will this data be useful and interpreted? At what concentration does a target species indicate a problem? And finally, from an industrial hygiene perspective, what levels are unacceptable following a mold remediation effort? In other words, what do the results of swab sampling mean, and how do the results in a mold-affected building compare to non-complaint buildings, or outdoor background levels and species mix? In general, the question of background must be considered regardless of the type of sampling conducted, be it swab, air, or vacuum sampling.